This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To inspire, to thrill, to excite you at 7 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. And yes, it happens to be the last day of... today's Tuesday, though, right? No. Tomorrow's the last day. I'm jumping the gun here, and I certainly don't want to because I don't like time to go fast. I like it to go slowly so we can love the things we're doing. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, all of that good stuff. Children going back to school, getting excited about learning. Hopefully that's helping. That's happening, and it's a hopeful sign, right? Life loves to be taken by the lapel and told, I'm going with you. Let's go, right? Let's go. Mm-hmm. Okay. I have a couple of conundrums here to discuss with you, my friend Jay. You know what a conundrum is?
I do.
Something that's puzzling, confusing. Confusing, better. Okay,
and
so...
it can be figured out.
Yeah. Okay, number one. America is... this is what some people say. America is a capitalist country and greedy. Yet, half of the population is subsidized. So, is it? Conundrum number two. Half of the population is subsidized, but they think they're victims. Right? Something to think about. Number three, they think they're victims, yet their representatives run the government. So if the representative is running the government, the poor people who are being represented by the representatives are getting poorer, right? Isn't that what we hear all the time? The poor are getting mm-hmm. poorer, and the rich are getting richer.
Yes,
and
scoff. Class.
Right, exactly. The poor keep getting poorer anyway. That if it's so bad here, why do people come from other countries? Why do people fight to get into a country? It can be better,
because
to be sure.
Even worse. Yeah.
Yeah, somewhere else.
What, so. But also, that goes to perception, too, because we're born and raised here. So many of us are. And then we think of the way things are going, and it might seem so bad, where somebody else who's born and raised in a different community, a different country, where you are literally fighting to stay alive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's a story, and this kind of follows their, you know, the business about judging people. I think it's one of the worst things that humans do, but humans do. We're all judgmental to a point, some more judgmental than others. I was in a conversation that didn't last very long yesterday. Somebody talking about Muslims and, you know, they're all lunatics and yada, 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 which they aren't. A few lunatics did what they did on September 11th. Does that mean that all Muslims are to be considered? And there are other things, but you can find any group. You know, you go back to the Japanese during World War II, right? Were all Japanese people bad? Because of what the Emperor of Japan wanted to do with his military.
And how long ago was it where the Irish were condemned?
Yeah, right. There was a sign. I remember reading this once. I studied newspapers when I was in college. And we would go through headlines and learn about what prompted somebody to write a headline, understanding headlines. And then we went into the classifieds of an old newspaper that was, I think this was like 1880, and with the ad, there was a job opening for a truck driver, and in the ad, it said, Irish need not apply. So, you know.
So awful. Think
about that.
I think that's peeps that somebody has in their heart, that they hate somebody.
Well, it's always somebody. If it's not the blacks, it's Muslims, it's like, hello. What is the matter with you? Why are you so insecure?
People of color have definitely had to deal with so much more.
Yeah, right. Anyway, it is funny how all of this stuff works. We are always hearing about Social Security running out of money, right? But we never hear about welfare or food stamps running out of money. right? Social Security for everybody running out of money. Where's the money come from? Same place the welfare money comes from, food stamp money comes from. It all come from the same place. I just find it rather, I've got these things in my, they were sort of stuck in my craw, and I wanted to share a few of my thoughts, because that's what they are. You share your thoughts with us. Help yourself. Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show. Twitter, Good Day On Air. The business about guns and guns in society and guns don't kill people. People do. Here's a 12-year-old who shot a 13-year-old yesterday in a California school. This was in Northern California, Oakland. So the 12-year-old boy was quickly taken into custody. Authorities say he shot another boy at a school. Where'd the gun come from? Nobody knows. How'd he get it into school? Nobody knows. But yet, there's a 13-year-old that is in stable condition today. Nobody knows what the motive is. Apparently, they were fighting with each other. Mm-hmm. So this kid, 12 years old, gets a gun, brings it to school, and shoots the place up. What is the, when somebody looks at that who's coming from like another planet, what do they think? Okay, here's some good news. I should have started with this. Chemists have identified how to destroy forever chemicals in a low-cost way for the first time. Did you see this, Jay? Scientists have linked exposure to these PFASs. You know, I don't.
This really is fantastic.
Yeah. They resist water, oil, that sort of thing. They're used in hundreds of products that we, like, you ought to know what your frying pan is made out of. You know what your frying pan is made out of? It's metal to a certain extent. Is it copper? Is it steel? Is it iron? Yeah, Teflon. There are 4,500 compounds that dwell on the earth that are used in food packaging, cookware, rain gear, adhesives, paper, paints, and they've been identified as being bad for us. And what do we do? We don't even know. Can you imagine? How would you know which of the 4,500 you're being exposed to? And so there are the identifiable PFASs. Isn't there another name for them? But it's hard. We always think when we have an abbreviation, we ought to be able to pronounce it, like USA, okay? But anyway, these things are bad. So if you burn them, that's not even successful because what's left of them goes up into the atmosphere. You know, we've talked about acid rain a lot lately. Come back down in the form of acid rain. So now the scientists at Northwestern University are destroying PFAS using a low-temperature method and actually cheap products. So if you have in your area high-level contamination, the reason that you have it is because of these PFAS and the way that they're getting rid of them. I'm trying to pronounce this and I can't. Maybe just the good news is that there is a way of getting rid of them. The bad news is there isn't a lot of money or a lot of support for doing it, yet they have to get these things into the budget at the NIH or the Center for Disease Control or wherever it is. But make no mistake about it. This is the most important part of this. The good news is they're getting rid of the stuff. The bad news is that people are still buying these things that are made in China for the most part. The metallurgy is so cheap, whatever they can do, you know, to make it cheap. Tin instead of steel, whatever. And I know that some of you think that I take unfair shots at the Chinese, but not really. I think that they're responsible for most of the problems, or many of the problems we have, not only in our country, but in the world today. But then the other side of it is that they wouldn't be able to do it if we hadn't supported them in the first place, right? That's the common sense approach to this, thinking about, you know, and not necessarily even talking about or going back and saying, oh, we shouldn't have done that. What are we doing about it now? Do you look at things? I had a flat tire. I was telling about that story about being sort of stuck in Cobleskill over the weekend. And I had a blowout on one of the tires on the trailer. So I stopped and got it fixed. thanks to the Monroe boys in Cobleskill. But as they took the tire apart, I saw on the wheel a Made in China sticker. And I'm thinking to myself, did that have something to do? Is the wheel out of round, and is that why there was a blowout? Because everything that comes from there is cheap, poorly made, because we don't want to pay for quality. People say, well, we can't afford to. What do you have in your life? And this is not a lecture, but it's food for thought. What do you have in your life that you have spent a lot of money on that you don't really need? You know, you're buying cheap food for your family, but are you buying other things that aren't necessary? What's more important than having a healthy family and good food for your family?
Mm-hmm.
Do you really need another car? Do you need another TV? Do you need, you know, whatever excess stuff that you've got? Do you really need it? What's more important? I would say that would be a question.
Well, that's why a lot of people, they want gift cards or anything for gifts because they don't want the items. They want to use those gift cards to go for experiences or mm-hmm. go on family vacations. I know I have a lot of friends who have older children, and they let their kids pick. Do you want to have a party with, you know, this number of friends, or do you want to go on a family vacation of your choosing? You get to pick the location. And it's just one of those things. And the kids always pick the go on a vacation, go have fun, go do that stuff rather than have the party and receive all the gifts.
How about that? That's something to think about. How about that? Thunderstorm, here's something else to think about. Thunderstorm air purifiers from Eden Pure. Get rid of the dirty air in your house. This purifier has no filters to replace whatsoever. Takes up no floor space. Plugs right into the wall. You can barely hear it, so it's great for use in your bedroom. It's compact. You can take it with you. If you go into a smelly hotel room, nothing worse than that. Take this thing and plug it in. It's the Eden Pure. They call it the Thunderstorm because it clears the air in your home. Kills bacteria, viruses, mold. It's proven oxy technology that quickly destroys viruses, odors, mold, and more. Get it at EdenPureDeals.com and use the discount code Doug3 to save $200.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Progressive Snapshot can save you money based on how you drive and how much you drive. So the safer you drive, the more money you could save. Now, if you didn't hear that because you were yelling at another car while driving, let me say it again.
You need to calm down.
Yelling is just making everyone as stressed out as you are and letting them all know that you definitely aren't trying to save with Progressive Snapshot. And if you did hear it the first time because you weren't yelling at another car, nice work. You'd love Snapshot from Progressive because it rewards safe drivers. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California and North Carolina or from all agents.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The CDC is trying to do a better job than they did with COVID-19, and they're trying to stay ahead of this because I think they've realized that they have fell far short with COVID-19, so I think they're trying to...
But the pendulum looks like it's going the other way. The monkeypox not only affects humans, apparently, it's animals. A dog has monkeypox.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program with Jay Kirshner. Ozzy Osbourne is leaving. He's had enough. He can't take it anymore. And he's saying goodbye. He's fed up. Let's find out what he's fed up with right after this.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Okay, so I've never been an Ozzy Osbourne fan. I kind of like his wife. I think she's okay. But he's never done anything for me. He's just kind of a noisy, ridiculous-looking guy. But people pay attention to him. Otherwise, you wouldn't know what I was talking about, right? If I said Ozzy Osbourne in a vacuum, nobody paid attention to him. Okay, why would I even talk about him? But obviously, he's got a radio show. He's got a career in music, yada, yada, yada. So he says, though, Jay, that he's fed up with violence in America. Yeah. He plans to move back to England. Everything here is, almost, is blanking ridiculous here. He's fed up with people getting killed every day. Well, you know what? There are some people, there's something to his message here. We are unique, and but still a lot of people want to come into our country more than any other country.
Mm-hmm.
But what is there when people get here that they find. Now, he came here. He didn't have to. He did well. He
and
made a lot of money in America.
He's been here for a long time.
Right.
He only recently returned to England for the first time in 8 years.
Yeah.
And now wants to make it permanent. But again, we've discussed this, especially with our resident L.A. advisor, Jen Horn.
Yeah.
And she's been telling us a lot of things that have been going on in L.A. So while he cites the shootings and the school shootings and that the Vegas concert shooting when Jason Aldean was on stage, and he cited all of that. But he also said that there's just a lot going on in L.A. and he's just over it.
You know, I am to a point as well. My children live in L.A. and I've spent most of the winters there since 1993. And I got a call from my real estate guy yesterday about a place in Pacific Palisades that he wanted me to look at that looked like it would be a neat place for the winter. But I am, in my head, I'm thinking to myself, do I really want to go there? Would I rather like go to Florida and be warm and jump on a plane every Friday and fly out to L.A. and spend time with my grandchildren and then come back on Sunday to something that's peaceful and quiet, i.e. southern Florida? And I don't actually kind of know what to do. And I know because I've loved the energy in Southern California, but, man, I can't stand the crazy stuff. Ozzy's right, actually. I'm glad he spoke out. 28 past the hour.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs. We've all been trimming and then, ouchie, wawa. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest down-there trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The NASA Artemis 1 launch was scrubbed Monday. Issues with one of the rocket's four engines and a vent valve have forced NASA to scrub the launch of its new moon rocket. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson.
This is a brand new rocket. It's not going to fly until it's ready. And needless to say, the complexity is daunting when you bring it all into the focus of a countdown.
Another launch window opens Friday. California lawmakers on Monday approved a measure that would give more than a half million fast food workers more power and protections over the objections of restaurant owners who warn it would drive up consumers' costs. The bill will create a new 10-member fast food council empowered to set a minimum standard for wages, hours, and working conditions in California. USA Radio News. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. As the FBI and the Department of Justice has been hating on President Trump for years, selective leaks to the FBI's media friends, usually considered illegal, is now normal. The credibility of the judicial branch of government is very low in American eyes. So says Republican Representative Michael Waltz from Florida on Newsmax.
America deserves transparency here. No president has ever been treated this way. No president has ever had their home raided over a document dispute. And I certainly hope the judge moves forward with a special master, because public confidence in this DOJ, public confidence in the FBI, after they have been just pounding away and hunting after this president for years, public confidence is shot. So we do need to get a third party in there to make sure this isn't yet another fishing expedition.
The special master could come as soon as Thursday from a Florida judge, different from the judge that okayed the extremely vague search warrant of Mar-a-Lago. An ex-Intel officer and MSNBC talking head who falsely claimed Hunter Biden's laptop could be Russian disinformation has been appointed to a White House board that offers the president national intelligence advice. His name is Jeremy Bash. Bash landed in the Biden administration despite signing on to a letter and lying, along with 50 other former intelligence officers, about the Biden laptop. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
There's a 10-year-old boy who saved his mother. Mother had a seizure while she was swimming in the backyard pool. 10 years old. Wow.
That could have been so traumatizing.
Oh, yeah.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 34 after the hour, the exciting, ever-fulfilling Doug Steve, if I do say so myself. Doug Steve, a good day program with Jay Kirshner. A lot of food for thought. I have this experience. I'm going to pay them. This may be too much information, Jay, but you tell me. When I shave in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like the chemicals that are in shaving creams. So I generally just use regular soap, but I have found using hair conditioner to be a great way to shave.
Oh, yeah. Hair conditioner,
so I'm thinking,
is a great way.
Okay, so can you use hair conditioner to shave your legs?
Yeah, of course.
Why wouldn't it work, right? Excuse me. I just thought
it's
of that.
Very smoothing, it's, helps that blade just glide across. Yeah
cheaper than shaving cream.
And it smells better, and it feels more hydrating.
Right.
More moisturizing.
Okay. So anyway, listen, I'm full
solving
of
the world's
ideas.
Problems one
yes.
at a time.
One leg at a time. Okay, so I have some good, this is helpful news, and then I have some information that is annoying. So let's do the back to school stuff first. Yesterday, I had to go to a Staples to get some stuff record keeping for the farm. and it was mobbed. Like, I'm telling you, it was mobbed with people doing their back-to-school shopping. And I thought to myself, this, when I was in school, we didn't have to go to, well, there wasn't a Staples around anyway, it didn't exist then. But there wasn't, we didn't go to the drugstore to buy paper and pencils and stuff. It was all in school. But now, because the schools are so badly managed, every year before you go to school now, parents bring their children to Staples to buy stuff that they need. Mm-hmm. They were buying Band-Aids, right?
The
first aid
pen,
kits.
Get the notebook.
Yeah, right. Children, you know, and then as I think about going back to school, and then I think about my own focus on food and farm and family, I was looking at how youngsters should be prepared if they pack lunches, right? Do you make food? Do you make lunches to, I'm asking this of parents who are listening right now, do you make lunches for your children to bring to school? And if you do, how do you do it? Or do they eat the food that's in school? Mm-hmm. I was used to, I mean, I was very easy. I still am in terms of food. I've always sort of maintained. I didn't realize where the attitude came from, but because I took care of myself as a kid growing up, I fixed most of my food most of the time, at least breakfast and lunch. So I kind of learned how to do stuff, but I had a quarter a day, and I bought lunch at school for a quarter, and I liked it. I don't usually have a problem eating food. I eat because I have to, not because I like to, which I would like to change, because whenever I go to a good restaurant with friends, it's fun to chat and chew and to eat a really good meal.
It absolutely is.
It's fun.
When you go to, like, and eat something really good, especially at a restaurant, it's a luxury when you really think about it like that.
Yep. Anyway, so if you're making a lunch for your youngster, think about the different sort of things that you can create that are fun and that are good for the food, the items that you don't send them. And this seems like common. I'm looking at a list of things from the FDA. This is silly. Don't send frozen foods to school. Come on. Tell me.
Have to put in the microwave.
No, but tell me that somebody isn't dumb enough to give their child in his backpack a frozen dinner or something that you would expect to last in the backpack until lunchtime. When you could, do they have even microwaves in schools now? Am I that out of touch? Can youngsters bring food and put it in I suppose it's not out of the question.
I don't believe so. I would think that it would only be in the teacher's lounge.
Yeah, I would have thought.
But yeah, my mom always packed my lunch, unless it was salad bar day at school, which was Tuesdays and Thursdays. Salad bar day was legit.
Really?
And she put a note in it, like a little I love you note.
Yeah, well, that's sweet. That's good. All right, so there's the preparation advice. Here's something that really is disturbing for me. You know how I get off all the time on these phony milk. They call them milks, but they aren't. It's not milk unless it comes out of a mammary gland. So almond milk, soy milk, whatever kind of milk you may come up with. Now somebody has had this is really outrageous. Somebody in a biotech lab has produced synthetic milk, and there's no animal involved. So if that's the case, first of all, I want to know what's in it. Jay, you saw the same thing from the Science Times, right? What's in this stuff? Synthetic milk doesn't need cows, doesn't need any animal, but it has the same biochemical makeup as milk from a mammary gland. It's grown using an emerging biotech technique called precision fermentation, which produces biomass cultured from cells, addresses concerns about meth. Who's worried? Come on.
So
we're doing this because
this
of some more
GMO and organic?
Oh, come on.
Likely not.
This is crazy.
Yeah, the cashew milk's not looking so bad anymore compared to the synthetic.
No, that looks bad.
Real, quote, unquote,
bad.
Real back.
Yeah,
real back. Real milk, no cow.
Yeah, no. It isn't real milk if it doesn't come from a cow. It isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Right, any more than the plant-based
Look at you. You just said milk in referring to plant-based milk.
Plant-based.
You acknowledged it.
No.
I'm wearing you down.
You're right. okay. So what's going on with Natalie Portman? They just got a new TV show, and it was shut down. They're filming it in Baltimore, and apparently the police are not doing a great job of protecting them, nor are the private security people, because they shut it down because people are threatening to shoot up the set.
Yeah, they're basically trying to hold this thing hostage. It's a group of locals that contacted producers who were working on the shoot on Park Avenue, and it was like Friday afternoon, and they were like, you need to shut this down. We're going to return, and you cannot get back to production until you pay us $50,000. And this group,
to do what?
they wanted the $50,000, and then they would back off, and they could get back to filming everything. And the producers were like, no, we're just going to shut this down for a little bit. We're not even going to play around here.
I really find this the world and its crazy stuff, the things that go on in the name of, of being able to be in charge or be in control. And there's just, what's making us so crazy?
Is the leaders of the series are like, we'll just, you know, we'll reschedule filming and possibly look at another location instead.
Let's take a deep breath, Doug. There's a way for you to improve your hearing if you have a problem. You're getting older, can't hear as well. Maybe you can't hear anything. I've got a guy. People hear me laugh, talk about a guy that I have working for me on the farm. His name is Sneaker. His real name is Chauncey Smith, but he's been called Sneaker all his life because he had big feet, and he always wears sneakers, so he became Sneaker. He's got a real problem hearing. He can't really hear. It's getting worse. So last year for Christmas, I bought him a hearing aid, but he's afraid to use it because he's afraid he'll lose it, and then I'll be upset because I spent the money for it, so he doesn't wear it, so he can't hear anything. So now I've come across these Lively hearing aids, and with the Lively you get premium Bluetooth. This is a hearing aid that is much less expensive than most of the good hearing aids. It's advanced technology, very convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. If you got any issues with them, they make adjustments any time of the day or night for the next 3 years at no charge whatsoever. So, the Lively folks, easy to deal with. The product, very well made. You order it now, you get free shipping and 3 years of follow-up care. A warranty for 3 years that covers loss and damage. So, Sneaker will be all set here if he loses it. Get another set. You'll hear much better than you ever thought possible. And now through Labor Day, you'll get $300 off. So now through the weekend, $300 off all rechargeable hearing aid models. Go to listenlively.com. LISTENLIVELY. Listenlively.com. And order your free shipping when you use the Doug code. Yep. And the warranty, as I said, covers loss and damage. This is a great deal, and it all uses Bluetooth technology. Go to listenlively.com. That's listenlively.com. The home that you live in has stuff in it that you may not know. Mold. Mildew. Want to get rid of it? The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses Oxy technology. Naturally sends out molecules into the air, which will seek out those odors, get the pollutants that are in your home, and kill them dead. This doesn't mask anything, doesn't cover up the odors. It actually gets rid of the problem. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. This is for the whole house. Special offer right now using the Doug3 code. You get 3 units for under $200. Please go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in discount code Doug3. That's how you save the $200. EdenPureDeals.com. Shipping is free.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Big Lou. All right, this is Big Doug with Big J. She probably didn't want to be called. That's not flattering, though, right?
Why not?
Hey, Big J? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Big Mama.
Big J. Big Mama. So here's the story from San Mateo, California, that people are talking about. Probing, the police are probing the circumstances surrounding the poisoning of residents in a senior care home. Somehow or other, dishwashing soap got mixed in with their drinks. And so now a couple of them are dead, and a couple of them are in the hospital. The police are investigating. So how do you put, maybe is this an accident, I suppose. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
It could be. Not long ago, there was a story about this happening at a school, and that kids were given, instead of milk, it was the floor cleaning solution.
Yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
It was supposed to be juice, but it was dishwashing soap. So how would you confuse apple juice with dishwashing soap? Anybody want to help me out on that one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's an unga bunga.
People not paying attention.
Okay, did you know, this is from the Did You Know and Do You Care Fact Department here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program, that butterflies taste through their feet?
I did not know that fact.
Yep. Bats see with their ears.
Mm-hmm.
Snakes smell with their tongue.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then butterflies taste through their feet. This is probably because, remember, they're caterpillars before they're butterflies.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So their feet are what they, this is how they manage to make it until they become a butterfly. I've noticed a lot of butterflies around this year. Do you pay attention to butterflies?
Yeah, there have been a lot of butterflies.
Haven't there?
I've actually seen a good amount of caterpillars. I don't see caterpillars too often, and I've been seeing a lot of those, the yellow ones, the big fat fuzzy yellow ones.
I didn't know that. Well, the butterflies, the caterpillars usually do better when it's moist, when, you know, it's wetter. So that's what sort of is surprised. Did you also know that there were 750 butterfly species? I was mowing hay
impressive.
The other day, and a bunch of them surrounded me. They were flying. I always think there's something about butterflies that I find fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's they are attracted to me because I'm open to them. But there were at least a dozen of them flying around the tractor as I was mowing hay the other day. They were all about the same size, and I was talking to them as I was driving along. I know you think I'm nuts, but I was talking to them, and they seemed to respond by coming closer to listen to what I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can get them to fill out reports on the listener numbers here. Butterflies, that's our new promo. Butterflies listen to the Doug Stephan Good Day program. It's 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
One of the most recognizable movie themes in the modern era, the theme from very interesting, amusing, entertaining films, The Beverly Hills Cop. So what, there were three of them? Four of them. How many, Chucker?
There were three.
Now there'll be four. Right?
Well, here's the thing. They've been talking about doing a fourth entry in this franchise for at least a decade.
Yeah.
And Eddie Murphy said he would do it only if the script was right. And then a couple of years ago, Netflix obtained the property from Paramount. And it was just announced after a lot of talk, a lot of banter, that they will start filming this week on a fourth entry in the Beverly Hills Cop franchise. It will be called Beverly Hills Cop Axel Foley. That's the character Eddie Murphy plays. He's now 61 years old. He works sporadically. He's a tremendous talent still. Many years after the fact, I thought the 84 version, the original, was one of the greatest audience participation
movies I've ever
seen in a movie theater. The audience just ate that movie up. It was a perfect film. The first sequel was all right. It was entertaining. The third one was pretty bad. They changed the tone because they went from R to PG-13, and the script was awful. It just didn't work. So we'll see what happens. But the question is, will this go straight to
movies,
ultimately, or will it go to a movie theater? Somebody always teases me about this phrase, but is it a movie if it doesn't play in theaters? Despite the fact they'll probably spend $150 million on it. Is it a motion picture, or is it streaming content? You tell me.
It's streaming content. It's not a movie. I'm with you on this one, Chucker. All the way. all the way. All right, speaking of that, NBC has announced that it may turn back the 10 o'clock hour to local stations for them to do what they want with it, whether it's more news or do syndicated shows.
And they would do that because...
Streaming.
Well, they're going to cut costs. Now, this is not like they spoke about this just yesterday. They have been talking about this, according to the trades, for at least a decade. But with the environment and the landscape that we currently embellish, this it seems to be more of a possibility than
So what does that do with a franchise like we've got three Law & Order shows
NBC? Yeah, and Wednesday's the Chicago night, so that would affect Chicago PD. Obviously, they would have to arrange their programming during the week for Monday. Nobody wants to air on Fridays, but Monday through Thursday, and just rearrange what they do. They could take some of the 10 p.m. shows and put them on the Peacock network, and just basically lead people down the road of paying a streaming service, which is not expensive. Peacock, I think it's only like $4.99, or it's not a month for. Yes, it's not a lot of money.
But
I guess that's the direction they could go in.
That people don't watch TV Friday night. How does Blue Bloods do so well?
That bucks the trend. That does buck the trend. But in general.
Back in the day,
I used to watch on CBS The Incredible Hulk at 8, Dukes of Hazzard at 9, and then Dallas at 10. I mean, so it did work. And now Blue Bloods is an example where it does absolutely work. But it's a different type demographic. I think if you skew a little bit younger, Friday nights is not a good night because people are, at least out.
So what does that say about The Blacklist? Is The Blacklist, that's a successful Friday night show. It's always been on Friday, I think.
Yeah.
So does that attract that?
But if you asked in general, if you asked a production team that was developing a show, would you want to air your show on Friday night? They probably would say, no, I'd rather do it Monday.
Look at all the hoopla about from CBS to NBC, Magnum P.I.
Yeah.
I mean, that had a success, and so CBS said, we're not going to shoot it because there was some problem with the labor union. Who the hell knows what the problem is, but NBC says, we'll take it, thanks.
Yeah, which is good for them. All involved, good for them, absolutely. One last thing, the Roku channel did a movie on the life of Weird Al Yankovic. Now, they released a trailer yesterday. It stars Daniel Radcliffe. I got to tell you, this movie looks very entertaining. It will be free on Roku, I think, in the next few months with commercials. But it does look good.
The shooting of Lady in Baltimore has been stopped. I shouldn't say shooting, because they were threatened with being shot. So they stopped production. They're going to move it someplace else. You go on set or you go on local. There's a lot of stuff filmed all over the place, not in Hollywood. You wonder if they're in danger given this kind of foolishness. It is crazy. All right, Chugger, thank you.
Thank you.
Jay and Doug bid you a fond farewell at 59 past the hour.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.